Fred Film Radio, Prague International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is actor David Užák. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, David, we'll be talking about the new film Krzysztof, which recently premiered at Fest in Prague. But before we do, this is the first time we talk, so I just kind of like to start off with an icebreaker question. First of all, what part of the world are you speaking from right now?
Slovakia.
Right. What particular place in Slovakia?
Bratislava, to be more specific, yeah.
Capital city.
The capital, yes.
Like I said, this is the first time we talk, so I always like to start off with just finding out more about, you know, the people I speak with. Do you remember when it was that you first thought of becoming an actor?
I remember the time I decided I wanted to be an actor. I remember it very specifically. I was approximately 16 years old, and I saw the film Billy Elliot, and after that I found the musical. And I saw a scene from the musical on YouTube, and that's when I decided I wanted to be an actor. It had a huge impact on me.
Billy Elliot, any particular moment in the film that where you remember having that awakening?
It was the scene from the musical. It was Electricity, the song.
What about your journey? I mean, was it easy to get a start?
I'd say I was lucky. I found an amateur musical theater company. I've spent, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years with them. That was my first. I sort of wanted to see what it was all about. And, they were doing musicals that I loved. And, those were my first experiences. And then I got into drama college on my first try. And then it got more challenging because I was great in the previous company. We were amateurs, but suddenly I was average, and so I had to figure out how to get better and how to work this whole thing.
Now, was all this in Bratislava?
Yes. My studies took place in Bratislava, but the theater company was in another town.
And does Bratislava have a good theater scene?
It's decent. I mean, there are other capitals that are more culturally rich simply on account of having existed for longer. But we're on the right track, I'd say.
And so when did you get into working in film?
Krzysztof was my first professional film experience.
Oh, right.
And before that, I did sort of these, your typical student short films.
But that's interesting because, you're talking about musical theater. A film like Krzysztof is very different because it's quiet. It's a quiet film, and rightly so, because when I think of the story of the film, you know, it mostly deals with people hiding from authorities so they can't be found, and as such, the film is quiet. Now, how does that impact your approach to a project like this?
First of all, it was the first offer I ever received. So I was going to do it no matter what, but it was certainly different. It was very intense because there was a lot of traveling around, and we did literally do a lot of running, and I'm not an athletic person by any means. So we did do a lot of running. So it was very intense.
Well, yeah, when you say running, a lot of it also is in the woods. And I think cinephiles watching this will be reminded of the famous 1964 film, Diamonds of the Night, a very historic film of the Czech New Wave. And but just to return to the film, you know, I don't want to get too ahead of things here because I'm sure that some people listening to this will not be familiar with it. Would you be able to maybe introduce the film and, in particular, your character, the character you play in it?
All right. So the basic premise of the film is set around Operation K, which took place in the 50s. And K stands for Klášter, which is monasteries in the Czech word for monasteries. And it was basically the communist crackdown on monasteries in the 50s. It was horrible. They massacred monks, and it was just terrible. And so the main character of the movie is Krzysztof, who wants to become a monk, and these monks help people escape the country, people who want to escape the regime. And my character, Cyril, is a student who, along with other students, wants to escape the country, and they are betrayed, and they are all killed except for my character. And Krzysztof tries to help me escape.
The film takes place during the harshest Stalinist years in Czechoslovakia. How familiar were you with this period in history?
Obviously, I haven't lived it, so it's only something I've heard about. Generally, communism, when we refer to it, is something that, you know, it's sort of the later era that my parents and grandparents experienced. So that's really the only experience or knowledge I had about it.
I mean, so do you like to look up things about history, and how do you inhabit this space then? Did you do some research or anything like that to prepare for the role?
No, to be honest. Not anything more than what we were told by the director, you know, and just stuff that we picked up along the way. I felt like I had a general feel for that period of time. When it comes to history, I'm not that knowledgeable about history. I suck at dates, but I know the big important things, and I know the stuff that I need to know about all that.
Well, let's give a shout out to the director. What's his name?
Zdeněk Jiráský.
I mean, you mentioned it a little bit there, but what was it like to work with him? What was his approach to his directorial approach in terms of the acting? Because like we said, again, I go back to the fact that this is kind of a quiet film by nature.
He's sort of a quiet person. Yeah,
he's a quiet person.
Right. He was a joy to work with. And I like to tell people this. Even the audition was one of the best auditions I've ever experienced, because it was, you know, auditions can be quite daunting, because there's a lot that you need to show in a very limited time frame. But he was very patient, and he explained things well, and just a very nice guy overall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and what about the atmosphere on the set? I mean, it's because the film deals with such a serious theme.
Well, considering that it was my first big film experience, it was all very new to me, and I was just kind of making it up as I went along. And when it comes to the atmosphere on set, it was quite the opposite of what's going on in the movie, as you can imagine. The atmosphere doesn't necessarily translate to the real world. It's something that you create for the scene. So it was, I had a good time. I had a good time with everyone.
I mean, was it shot during the quarantine period, or was COVID an issue at the time?
No, it was shot way before that. I think we finished filming about a year before it all started. So yeah, we don't.
So it must be a little strange to talk about something that you worked on so long ago.
Yeah.
But that's kind of just the nature of a film, right? I mean, in a way, it really is. I'm not saying completely different from the theater, but it is a different mode of production and a different mode of just existing as an art form. Yes. Do you like working in both now that you've experienced working in a feature film?
Yes, I like both for different reasons. What I like about film is that you leave something behind. With theatre, you know, the director creates the show, the costume designers create the costume, there are the set pieces, everyone creates something that they leave behind. whereas the actor has to recreate their work with every performance. And that obviously has its own charm because then, you know, there are things that can progress and evolve. And maybe five shows later, you realize this is something I want to do a little bit differently. And whereas with film, you leave something behind, you try to produce something as good as you possibly can at the time. It's very intense in that sense. Often with lots of moving around and waiting around for everything to be set up, you know, and then you have your three or four or five goes and
yeah,
but you leave something behind and I really enjoy that about film.
And are you okay with the waiting around part?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are days when it's worse, there are days when it's better. But it's just a part of it, you know. You have to accept that it's just a part of it.
Did you do anything to get over that?
Not really. I mean, I have my phone, then I talk to people.
Cool.
Just, yeah.
All right. And what about, this is something that goes back to the fact that you worked on this film quite a while ago. What's it like to then see yourself, see that atmosphere? Because that is one of the things that you mentioned that you like about working in film, that you're able to leave something behind.
Yeah.
But what's it like to revisit that thing that you left behind?
It's sort of fascinating to me how it all comes together. You know, there's a lot of post-production and everything, and it's just interesting to see how, you know, how it's all edited together. And I've gotten more used to looking at myself or looking at my, evaluating my own performances. And I've gotten to a place where I can be like, okay, I like how I did that.
Right.
And I can also be like, okay, I should have done that differently. But it's a great learning experience. That's something that you don't necessarily get in theater.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same way, at least.
Right. Right. Yeah. Are you doing anything in the theater right now?
We've actually just premiered, a musical. Last night. And I was extremely pleased with that. It's a show called Lazarus.
Yes.
David Bowie and Enda Walsh. And it was an amazing project, and I'm terribly proud of what we've done, and I loved it every second of it.
Wow, I'm a big fan of Bowie, so that's awesome. It must be awesome.
Yeah, it was very nice.
All right, David. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me once again.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.